Well, Rocky Blyer, it's been such an honor to listen to your story, and we hope we can have you on and talk more in detail about the notion of belief, the notion of courage as well. Final comment from you, Pat Tillman. Tell me, as you think about that example of a modern-day hero, somebody who sacrificed, who didn't have to do it either,
that's right.
What is the loss that Pat Tillman represents?
Well, I think just that. I mean, the fact is that Pat made a choice, not that he had to. You know, and because of that choice, I have to elevate him to a certain level. Now, the men and women who fight in Vietnam, I mean in Iraq, I should say, in Afghanistan, who are you know, and I take my hat off and I thank them every day for what they go through. You know, is that given choices, you know, Pat turned down a multi-million-dollar contract to be able to serve. And I always ask this question: what if the roles were reversed? What would be the percentage of those men and women would choose to go into the service and turn down that kind of a contract? That was the distinction or difference in Pat Tillman's life and what he stands for, is that he believed in something that he felt that he needed to follow and do, and he made that choice, and it wasn't about money, it wasn't anything, but about what he felt was right and the courage to be able to act on it.
Well, you have been a symbol of courage for many Americans. I'm glad we could renew the story of what Rocky Blyer went through and what he accomplished. Rocky, thanks so much for joining us. Bless you, and we look forward to having you on the show in the future.
Hey, anytime, Nick. I appreciate it, my good friend. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.